Welcome to Never Stop Building, where we discuss all things business, growth, and leveling up to become the most elite version of yourself. We're here to challenge fear and shatter doubt. Let's dive in.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Never Stop Building. I'm your host, Sam Kaufman. Happy and grateful to speak to you again. Today's topic, I'm going to talk about the statement, you must be busy, from a couple of different perspectives. And so before I jump into that, I want to acknowledge that, I know that a lot of people don't like the word busy. I have friends and some, I know people try to replace the word busy with full, and there's all these kinds of different like pieces of advice for removing busy from your vocabulary. But I would like to be honest with you from my perspective. And I think that when you have a very full schedule, you are busy. If you look at the definition of busy, I would say that that meets that definition precisely. And so before I get all of the DMs and comments about, hey man, like, I get it, I understand, I have been given the same advice, I've tried it, I do. I'm also going to clarify that I think if you deal with any anxiety, overwhelmedness, or stress behind your calendar or time management, you are busy. Because I don't think that things that create fulfillment, which would be where that word full comes from, will generally cause too much anxiety, stress, and feelings of being overwhelmed. Now, that's not to say that you're not fucking up your own time management so bad that you're doing a bunch of things that fulfill you, but you're creating such an overwhelming situation where you feel those negative feelings. So I just wanted to clarify some of that. I don't actually give a shit what you call it. This particular episode is about being busy, and particularly because I get asked the question, or I get comments frequently. I've got my beautiful wife, I've got my two kids, we've got three dogs, three cats, there are two guinea pigs, there are multiple businesses, there are hundreds of pieces of content going out a month, I've got a whole bunch of coaching clients, we've got 20 staff and team members at the construction company, and I get a lot of curiosity on managing all of that, and the comment, you must be busy, frequently. And so what I wanted to touch on today was, I really wanted to talk about the importance of preparedness, in anything that you're doing. And so sort of maybe, in typical characteristic of me in this particular moment, I'm going to actually, reference, not quote it, but I'm going to reference how Jesus lived his life here for a moment, because we are actually doing this, interesting series in our small group, about time management. And something was pointed out to me during that series that made so much sense. I always love it when things from like 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 years ago still apply today, because we're constantly trying to reinvent the fucking wheel. And like, we figured this out a really long time ago and we were given all these tools and we just like to blatantly ignore them all the time because we think we're just going to like reinvent how we operate, and like, we're not. And so it was just interesting to me when he pointed out like Jesus's entire ministry was full of preparedness. If you look at the sermons and the travel and his team of disciples, that was his team that prepared the way. You have to think, all of the meal management, all of the time management, all of the people management, the man was healing and preaching and ministering all day long. And when he wasn't, he was off in solitude praying and talking to God and trying to get some rest in his life. But in the background was this massive amount of preparedness to pave the way to go and do all of this, right? And so I find it interesting that people so often take on all of these responsibilities and all of these things, and they might all look amazing, and they might all be amazing, and then we don't prepare for them. And I want to take preparedness, as we're talking about it today, to kind of like a different place. I don't just mean prepared for as in you set your alarm for the right time. I don't just mean prepared for as in you packed your lunch for tomorrow. That's a great and wonderful baseline, It really is. And this might hurt your feelings a little bit, but the reality is, like, getting up on time and packing your lunch should be your standard for yourself already. Whether you have some incredible opportunity or you're just living your life tomorrow, you should already be getting up on time, preparing what you're going to eat, and like being loving yourself enough to think through into the following day or week for your own mental sake. So as I take this, what I'm talking about in preparedness is I have been given amazing opportunities over the last 15 months of my life. I've shown up, I've done the work, I've served, I've given away far more than I've asked for. I've done what I believed to be right longer than I was given rewards for it outside of just in my heart. And because of that, some incredible opportunities have presented themselves. When I talk about preparedness, I'm talking about the internal growth that is required to be prepared for those full and busy schedules ahead. I'm talking about staying in solid physical condition, keeping your internals healthy, like from a food and nutrition and workout standpoint, because if you have 15-hour days ahead of you or 10-hour days ahead of you, or whatever's long for you, it's going to be physically taxing. And we don't really think about that. We don't really think about working out as this way of being prepared to handle the opportunities that are going to come to us later in life if we keep showing up and doing the right thing. We don't really think about when we put a healthy meal in our bodies that it's the fuel to continue showing up at 100% for the next 5 or 6 hours of our day, whether we're on calls or we're with our kids or our spouses or we're at church. It doesn't really matter. But when you show up to things, you want to show up at 100%. You want to give it your all, or you wouldn't have opted to go do the fucking thing to begin with. And so what I'm talking about preparedness on like a really root level, like really understanding that everything we do will prepare us or distract us and delay us from successfully achieving the next thing. And so preparedness in exercising daily, preparedness being how you eat, preparedness being in your prayer routine, like for so many years, I went specifically, like I would go to God intermittently as I faced challenges. It's just how I lived my life. I didn't even really know exactly what I believed in. I just knew there was something out there, and I knew that when I felt alone, broken, and scared, I didn't want to feel alone, broken, and scared anymore, so I went and asked for help. That didn't prepare me for challenges. I've been in recovery a long time, and in the recovery community, we call those foxhole prayers. The ones where you're in a foxhole trying not to be killed by the enemy, begging to get out alive. Those don't do much for the long term. Now, I think God showed up every time that I've asked him to, but they don't prepare me for the next one. What prepares me for the next one is regular daily prayer and communication. What prepares me is developing my relationship with my higher power. That's what prepares me for the next challenge and also gives me the ability to give him praise in the next blessing. See, that's where I failed for so long was in order to prepare, because I could talk a lot about preparing for the next fucked up moment in your life. How do you prepare for the next blessing? Because I know that a lot of us, I know that I specifically, for so many years when good things came into my life, I didn't know how to handle them. I became more scared and protective when I was given opportunities and blessings than I was beforehand. When I would make more money or be given better I would freak the fuck out. I wouldn't know how to, I would become so afraid of losing something that I was just given in a blessing that I would inherently self-sabotage it over time. I didn't know that it wasn't my job to protect it like it was going to be ripped away from me. It was just my job to nurture it. It was just my job to value it. It was just my job to continue to prepare for the next one. I had already earned what was coming to me, both good and bad, but every time something good happened to me, I equated it to luck. And every time something bad happened to me, I just thought that I was an unlucky fucking guy. I know this seems off track from having a full schedule. I promise you it is not. Because I honestly go through my calendar, which is nuts to most people, very smoothly most days, Most days I roll through this pretty smoothly, and this is how. This is seriously how. Health and nutrition, praying, and having a regular relationship with a higher power where I don't just ask for help. I also praise the blessings and understand that they're not me to begin with, and they're not mine either. So if they disappear, that's okay too. There's another one right around the corner. That abundance mindset really helps me show up my best for the week to come, whether they're great things on the calendar or they're not great things on the calendar. One of the other things that really helps in managing what I'm doing, you have to be able to prioritize the items that show up in your day-to-day. And I think this is probably the hardest thing for most people. It was definitely the hardest thing for me for the longest time. I just said yes to everything. Everything that showed up, I said yes to. Why? I had no abundance mentality and I had very little faith. And so anytime something showed up, I guess you call it FOMO, the fear of missing out. I just assumed that if I didn't jump on it, it wouldn't come back or nothing would be there afterwards. Or I had to, you know, like, man, this like the hustle culture of like, I have to capitalize on every opportunity in front of me. Like, man, I don't have to do that. What I need to do is I need to make sure that the things on my calendar are the things that are most important to my long-term goals for my life. And so like back in December, Amanda and I sat down and we planned out goals for 2023 and we loaded a bunch of things into the calendar. The first things that went into 2023's calendar were our family and marriage trips. Everything that was loaded after that had to fit around those trips, which was such a reversal from how we lived years ago, where like, maybe we'll take a vacation together this year. Maybe we'll do a quarterly overnight date this year. Maybe we'll do, if we can swing it, because our priorities were all fucked up. So we had this idea that when we made enough money, we would love each other the way we wanted to love each other. When we made enough money, we'd be the parents we wanted to be. When we made enough money, we'd take the kids to that place that we've always wanted to take them. When we made enough, well, lo and behold, 5-6 years later, enough never showed up. And our income grew and grew and grew and grew and then plummeted and grew, and it was never enough. And all of those years, we had the means to do pretty much everything we wanted to do. We just had no faith. We didn't believe that if we spent the money on that thing, it would come back to us. And what we realized was the ROI on putting the priorities in first and showing up for them is what prepares you emotionally and spiritually to go be worth and make more money anyway. And I know this sounds fucking nuts to some of you. I know this sounds like way out, like this started with, you must be busy, and I'm gonna talk about time management, but I'm being like legitimately straightforward with you right now that I manage my time on a spiritual level. That's legitimately the truth. And I fuck it up all the time too. There's no way that I'm doing this perfectly. There will be things this year that have to shift and move, and they will be painful. There will be appointments that I have to cancel. There will be things that I have to say, hey, I'm no longer going to be a part of. It will happen. I know it will happen because I intend to continue growing. And in that growth, there is no way that my priorities will not shift again. But I can tell you that my family, my faith, my friendships, my relationships, and my business will always stay at the top of the priority list. But those things will grow and shift inside of their own pillars. And that's going to change the way my calendar looks 6 months from now. If you're not going into your calendar, if you're not shifting the priorities every 90 to 180 days, you're not growing. I was going to say fast enough, and that's not fair. You're just not growing to meet your own needs, whatever that looks like. We have a rate, just as humans, if you're in any kind of development phase in your life, 90 to 180 days is the max that you're going to continue to feel okay living the life that you were living 6 months prior. It's inevitable. You will start to create a gap between where you are and where you were. And if you don't look at your priority list, and you don't take a look at your calendar, and you don't alter how you're showing up, you will start to not feel good about yourself. So, priority management is the second component to preparedness for me, and it's being okay with letting some people down to show up for myself. It's being okay with saying no. It's being okay with not jumping all over that next opportunity. There was a time in my career where I started a new business every 4 months, 7 months, I have no idea, constantly. Any route I thought to increasing my income, I had to go down that path. Over the last 9 months, I've said no to more investment opportunities, more business part than I could even count. I couldn't even name for you all the things I've said no to in the last 12 months. And you know what happened? My business grew exponentially. My marriage improved exponentially. My physical fitness improved exponentially. Most importantly, I sleep better than I ever have in my entire life because I know in my heart I'm not missing out on anything because everything I want has been right in front of me the entire time. It's the people that I love. It's the God that I believe in. All of that is right here. All this other stuff has to serve a purpose for the priorities or it has to go. It's that simple. Cool, so how do I come up with my priority list? Because it's easy. It's easy when you have a wife and kids. Well, that's the priority. Cool. It's easy when you have a growing business. That's priority. Great, I understand that. So how do you come up with the priority list? I talk about this all the time. I'm going to talk about it again right now. Clarity on what you want for your life will dictate your priority list. When we come to forks in the road, what's going to happen is, does this turn get me closer to who I want to be and what I want to be known for, or does it take me further away from who I want to be and what I want to be known for? And that's how we start to make our decisions. So to come up with the priority list, we have to sit down and get super honest with ourselves about what we want. When I sat down and I got super honest with myself about the type of father I wanted to be, it led to some extreme clarity that ended up leading to a decision to homeschool our kids. It ended up leading to a decision to plan multiple vacations. It ended up leading to decisions that prior would have made no sense and been very difficult to decide on. And what I would have done was avoided the decision. I would have said, I'll come back to that later. Kids grow up, man. Later could be too late to make the decision that you want to make to be the mother or the father that you really want to be, but I had to write it down. I had to write down how much time, like a day, do I really want to spend with my kids? And that was a lot. The time was a lot. I actually want to spend a lot of time with my kids. I'm a guy who, like, all this shit, and the reason my days are so, I eat dinner with my family every night that I'm not traveling somewhere else, period. I love being at home at nighttime. I don't work till 8, 9 o'clock, and I'm not out in the office till whatever. I get up early as shit, and I run my day hard from like 6 a.m., working out in the morning. I'm hitting, like, I'm starting my day around 9, and I run hard between that and like 6, 6:30 p.m., and I'm done. And I go spend time with my kids. Why? That decision became very easy when I wrote down what I wanted and who I wanted to be and the type of father I wanted to be. When I wrote down the type of business leader that I wanted to be on paper, I realized that I could be that business leader and that father at the same fucking time. And that was perfectly okay. I just had to prioritize and manage my time properly. When I wrote down what kind of health and fitness goals that I really wanted, what I wanted my body to really look like, it became a lot easier to make food choices that served that purpose. Because if I'm constantly just obsessed with, man, I just want to have a six pack. Man, like, for fucking what though? Why? Why? I had to get real granular on why I wanted to be certain things. And then all of a sudden the choices just became a lot simpler to make. How do we come up with the priority list? We have to define clearly who we want to be. And I mean clearly and stick to it. I read I am statements every single morning. Every morning when I get up, the first thing I do is drink water. Second thing I do is pray. The third thing I do is read my I am statements, and then I start my day. And those I am statements are a daily and constant reminder of who I am and why I do what I do. And then when I make decisions, it either fits the I am or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, it's a no. So I know that may have seemed like it took a weird turn from like you must be busy to all that other stuff that we just talked about. But if you're a consistent listener, you're already aware that that is sometimes how this podcast goes. So thank you for listening. If this brought you some value, please don't hesitate to rate, review, and subscribe so that it can get out to more people and bring them value too. And I'll talk to you guys next time.